helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third full week of March 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer program in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres and from a staff of 12 to nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. Have a big special event in Manchester going on this Sunday, March 16th at 5 p.m. at the Castle Theater, located right there on Main Street in Manchester at 112 East Main Street. We're going to be showing the movie The Unbreakable Boy. It's an incredible movie, and once again, it's a free admission this Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Castle Theater in Manchester, and we welcome everyone to come up and be a part of it. Here's a camper parent giving us a little testimonial about her experience as a parent sending her child to Camp Courageous.
Camp Courageous is hosting their annual Family Camp Preview Day, Saturday, April 13th. It's a way for new families to learn about the camp, try activities, tour the facility, and meet and greet the staff. Here's Mom Bethany and her experience with Camp Courageous.
Like any parent, I was really nervous, and I don't have to be. I mean, he comes and he's so well taken care of, and he has the best time.
Interested in learning more? Plan to attend Camp Courageous Family Preview Day, Saturday, April 13th.
This past weekend was a respite care weekend. Lots of campers, volunteers, and staff. A great weekend with the theme Courageous Crafters. So a big thank you to all those that came out this past weekend to be a part of that. Camp Courageous Travel campers headed to Cedar Rapids to watch Mean Girls production. They had a wonderful time, a lot of laughs, and they also had a wonderful dinner. So a big thank you to everyone that was a part of that. A reminder to folks that our aquatic center now is offering water aerobics 5 times per week. It's from 9 o'clock to 9:45 and twice a week at 1 o'clock to 1:45. You can drop in just anytime, and you see more information on that on our website at campcourageous.org. We are going to have a fun time. The King of Rock and Roll is going to be performing here at Camp Courageous on March 20th. There's going to be food and drinks, music, dancing, bowling, games, all kinds of activities. Everything is free, and this is open to adult campers. And a big thank you to Ron Simler. Ron is also known as Nearly Elvis. Ron performed here at Camp Courageous for years. Just an outstanding person, and the campers love him. So welcome, Ron. And once again, that's this coming Thursday night, the 20th of March. And if you want to come out and just be a part of it and watch the campers having a good time, you're more than welcome to do that too. A big congratulations to camper volunteer Kevin Aronson. Kevin was selected as one of the 2025 Nine Who Care recipients. Kevin's been coming to Camp Courageous since he was 2 years old. A wonderful camper. He's now 33 years old. He volunteers here at Camp Courageous. He also volunteers in numerous other things. At North Cedar, a number of years ago, performed in the band 4-H FFA, involved with his church, involved with Special Olympics, and the list goes on and on. He's a wonderful ambassador of a person that comes to Camp Courageous and also a person that has a Down's syndrome. Wonderful family, and we had a great time at the KCRG Nine Who Care. A big thank you to them and all the sponsors that make that possible. Camp Courageous is currently remodeling South Cabin. It's coming right along. If you'd like to be a part of that, supporting this huge remodeling project, it's about a $300,000 project. You can go to Camp Courageous' website and make a donation there. Also, major construction going on here at Camp. Ron McGovern, our dear friend who lives in LeClaire now, used to be from Clinton, provided for a new gazebo. And that's in honor of Ed and Marie Kistemacher Norball, who is chairman of the board of the Petroleum Markers back in 1981 when they first came to Camp Courageous and took the camp under their wing, and the Iowa Oil Jobbers, which is now called Fuel Iowa. It's nearly 50 years that the relationship is going on. Our dear friends Brian Henderson and Clint Chapman volunteered their time to erect this gazebo. Just a reminder that Camp's largest fundraiser goes year-round now, located in Manchester at 1121 East Main Street. It's the Manchester Garage Sale, and they are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those volunteers that are part of that. Our need of the week are shower chairs, also water aerobic foam dumbbells. Great items, and we sure do appreciate anybody that can help us with those. We're remembering a few dear friends that we lost in the past week. Camper Winston Lant, 62 of Cedar Rapids, passed away. A wonderful camper, a big fan of Camp Courageous, and we were a big, huge fan of his. Our sympathy goes out to all of his family and friends. Lori and Dan Raleigh, who have been dear friends and taken care of him for years and years. And Winston will be missed by all who knew him, but from his viewpoint, it's now a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Also, John Henry Snyder from Marion, longtime supporter of the camp, passed away. His memorials come to Camp Courageous. And Betty Harp from Ladora, Iowa, passed away, and her memorials go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend and stay healthy, and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.